And you to know that you don't need to sit still. You may be sitting still, but it's not necessary to sit still. You can be involved in movement and be fully present in the movement of your life. Fast movement, slow movement, be fully present in the movement. Enjoy the energy movement of this and be there also as the witness of it, and yet you are doing what you have to do. No, you're not in a hurry. This is why you can do something fast if you have to. You may be doing less things if you're no longer living in the mad hyperactivity of the human mind. Perhaps there are fewer things that you need to do really fast. But occasionally, it is called for. You may have to move fast. And you're totally present in the movement, enjoying that without needing to arrive at the next moment. This moment is good enough. I'm running to catch the train. It's good. It feels good. And then you miss it. Oh. At least you enjoyed yourself. That's why I have in Zen this another famous saying, hurry slowly. Hurry is maybe fast on the external. Slow means the stillness remains inside, even though you're fast on the external. So if you have to, you can be very fast. You look at martial arts, they can be, if they have to be fast, they are very fast. Without losing the rootedness in being. So it doesn't pull you out of being. And then when you sit quietly in your room, the dynamic aspect of being remains. The stillness is also dynamic in you, which means you don't go to sleep. When you sit quietly in your room, the stillness remains vibrantly alive. So there's in the stillness, there is a vibrancy. And in the external activity, there's also a stillness. So you have the two polarities. Or as I sometimes call it, Buddha and Clint Eastwood character. And... The present moment, just all that would be enough, not remembering. It's not a means to an end. Give it fullest attention and enjoy it. Enjoy the doing. You can't enjoy the doing if the next moment is more important than this. Enjoy whatever it is that is required of you at this moment. The aliveness of it. The external is allowed deeply because it is, and then you go deeper than the form. So even if on the external it looks unpleasant, I'm wet and cold and it's windy and I want to get home. Okay, and then you bring a yes to it. As we talked yesterday, you become a duck or wet poodle or whatever it is. And the wet poodle is not complaining. He's just wet, and then he shakes, and nobody says, it's cold and wet. There's no judging entity there. It is as it is, says the dog, if he could speak. Be present in every movement. You can live like that. And just to try a slow movement and be present is a beautiful thing to do, just because it's not a means to an end. When this arm is here, it's not trying to get there. It's just here, and it's just here, and just here, and just here, and just here, and just here, 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 here. Not I'm trying to get there. I'm here. Beautiful. So you can do that either by practicing Tai Chi or Kim's movement practice called Kim Fu Chi. Which a few years ago I saw her performing spontaneously for the first time at a retreat. And I said, what is happening? It's simply presence expressing itself as joyful movement. And there was a slow kind of dance, and I saw her doing it, and I said, where does that come from? It came out of presence, the joyful expression of presence. And in that moment, I thought, maybe what I'm witnessing is the early origin of Tai Chi. Perhaps that's how it started, with someone allowing him or herself to express spontaneously the state of presence in movement. Some people believe that Tai Chi originated when people observed the movement of animals and tried to imitate that. But I believe it was a spontaneous expression of presence. Although, of course, if you watch animals, you see a certain similarity between that being present in every movement and, for example, the movements of a cat walking. Amazing to watch that. That is Tai Chi too. They are not in a hurry, just present. They just watch, and when they watch, they just watch. They're not thinking about what's going on there. They know what's going on without having to conceptualize it, and then movement continues. And suddenly there's an energy built up, and they jump. You could never think that a thing could jump that high. It's almost magic. And then they're still again. You could spend hours watching. So if you practice movement, it's a beautiful way of learning to be, not to make this moment into a means to an end. Just a simple movement. Because in the ordinary consciousness, every movement, through it, you want to get somewhere. That's more important. So just, it could be spontaneous, it could be a sequence that you follow, but the important thing is, this is this presence at every step. And if you are disabled and can't move very well, it would be enough to move your hands. You can dance with your hands. And you can make some activity into a movement that is present, a dance. Wiping a table. Cleaning your shoes, doing this or that, putting on a shirt.